hello everybody and welcome to October's edition of the Pitching In NPL show, pre-recorded live on the 2nd of November, not quite Halloween. So any jokes about thrilling games, spookiness up at the top of the NPL Premier Division and scary relegation battles aren't applicable, so you can rip that page out of your book there, Birker.
Just a minute. I need to see what Saints Day it is then, because yesterday, of course, was All Saints Day,
yes,
wasn't it?
Yes.
Nothing to do with the band.
No.
One of my favourite bands of the late 90s.
Really?
Yeah.
I saw All Saints at Creamfields once. It was very strange. I don't know who felt more uncomfortable, me or them.
Well, welcome to the monthly show. And around the table, back here at the Heat and Hops, we're joined by Mr. Andrew Simpson. Hello, Simo, how are you?
I'm all right, thank you.
Good. Berkey's here, everyone, from 26-0.
Hiya, Ben, you're right.
And Teagotty's here, League Social Media Officer. Hello, James.
Evening, Ben.
Later in the show, we're also going to be hearing from Kevin Phillips, manager of South Shields, as there's a pretty big FA Cup game taking place this weekend. We'll get the lads' thoughts on that game shortly. But before all of that, let's go to the top of the NPL Premier Division. And there, having played 16 games and losing 5 of them, which is the same as Lancaster City in the relegation places, dear listener, is FC United of Manchester. Birke?
Yeah?
Is everyone trying to get rid of FC United this year through the top door? Is that what's happening here? I feel slightly unwelcomed.
Not really. No. You've just had a very strange set of circumstances where the stars have somehow aligned for you that you're top of the table as we come to do this show. You've played more games than everybody else. Well, don't forget that. You've won 2, drawn 1, lost 2 this month. Hardly championship form. Hardly, not in playoffs form, really, is it? You are here for a good time. Let's not forget that. But I'm worried about you this month.
Well, that's cheery, isn't it?
As we said with Stafford last month, you could get swallowed up, and look where Stafford are now, down in 11th place.
Yes. I mean, Simo,
yeah,
I know what Berkey's saying, but we've played more games than everyone else now since August. It feels like everyone's had games in hand. And like classic example, Tuesday night, Bamber Bridge are there. They can do it. They could have done it on Saturday. Mm-hmm. In fact, Hyde could have done it if you won 8-0. Marine could have gone joint up on Tuesday, but there they are. The pair of them losing to Gainsborough and Whitby Town.
Well, you just got to enjoy it while it's... everyone's going to have a turn, I think. Everyone's going to have a turn in the next few weeks. It is mad, isn't it, that you can go down to 16th and it's only 7 points to the top.
I think you're absolutely wrong, Simon. I don't think everyone is going to get a turn. I don't think even half a dozen teams are going to get a turn.
Fair enough.
This is going to be the month where everything settles down.
What, you think South Shields will put the foot to the floor?
Yeah, they've got 6 games coming up in the league this month. 4 of them at home. They should make up that ground and then extend
on it. Kind of, you've all had your fun.
Yeah, pretty much. I mean, I think it kind of depends a little bit on how they do in the FA Cup. It is going to be a distraction for them. It always is when the team's in the cup. It just is. If they can beat Forest Green, and it's a tall order, let's face it, as good as they are.
Shall we do 2 separate recordings? Because we've done the show for a number of years now. We'll do 2 separate recordings, and this is just literally what TalkSport do and Sky Sports News presenters do, okay? So we're just saying, you know, filling the gaps. If South Shields win, then they're going to be distracted, aren't they, Birke? What happens, Birke? What happens, Birke, if they get knocked out? They're gonna be a bit down, aren't they, Birke? There you go.
You're showing people behind the curtain.
Done. Right.
Ben.
Have I destroyed footballing podcast there by doing
you
that?
Have. I think you have. We're all our work.
Ben, you've got 2 sides of the same coin here with South Shields. If they win, they're gonna be distracted. They've got second round coming up. If they lose against Forest Green, they're going to be gutted. They've had the chance there of meeting a side from higher up again and potentially getting to the third round where the really big boys come in. And I just think for the week or so after it, they might struggle to find a feet. But the thing is, who are they playing on the Tuesday night after the Forest Green game? They're at home against Hyde United.
Ooh, Tigers.
You always do well at Mariners Park, don't you?
No, I'm not going to say always, but we tend to have a really good game against South Shields, as we do against FC United. Styles make fights and all that kind of thing, and the two teams seem to really rub up against each other in that way, and always comes up with a great match. The best 0-0 draw I've ever seen was between Hyde and South Shields a few years back. You can pretty much guarantee it'll be an entertaining match, but I weren't expecting it to be a 6-pointer Is it? Can I say that? Can I say
six-five? I could do really.
Just to come to you, James, because you support a team who are currently 10th in the league table. 10th. You'd think, after all the talk about promotions and all that at the start of the year, you'd be a lot higher than that.
But, flops.
But 10th, but 3 points off top spot.
And again, pretty much our own doing as well, because late goals fell back a little bit, but again, the draw against Aston United, we should have won. That could have been an easy 3 points for Radcliffe. Whitby took the lead at our place, so had to fight back to get a point out there. Radcliffe have massively slipped up this month.
Five draws on the spin.
You can say that about majority of that top 10, top 15 at this moment in time. Again, no team's had a real good run, except for one I can think of when we come to him in a second. It is a massively open league this year.
What's it down to? Because Radcliffe are just typical.
Oh yeah, we're enjoying ourselves. Don't get me wrong.
I mean, here for a good time.
Is everyone here for a good time this year? Is that what's happening?
It's well, kind of managers trot the line out all the time, don't they, about how competitive the division is. It makes the job of people like us much harder because we look for patterns and using. It's so hard, it seems, at the moment. Apart from maybe South Shields, for anyone, and even they've drawn four games to kind of real string together a run of victories. I can't remember. I mean, we've always said, "Oh, it's tight. Anyone can beat anyone." All that, but I can't remember it being this brutal going into November. Normally we can start to see some patterns of, yeah, they look like they might challenge for the title, or that they look competitive this year. Then, what's the cliche where you say after 10 games we can kind of see, and most managers would agree with that. They'll kind of know, oh, we need to make changes here, we're not competitive. I wonder how many conclusions, we make for a great podcast, how many conclusions we can draw at the moment, making it really, really difficult.
But it's near enough the same in the National League North as well. It's so, so tight in that division too.
Do they have, because the other thing that was, I normally go through this club by club, but what we're saying here, you can pretty much say for everyone, apart from South Shields, who haven't had games. But when you throw in the likes of Lancaster City, who are able to compete, and Liversidge, are able to compete, and Whitby Town, what a win against Bamber Bridge.
Yeah.
That makes it even more complicated.
Liversidge, yeah, they might be down the bottom of the form tables. Biggest issue they've got at the moment is the home form, but look at the away form.
It's the third best away form in the division.
Exactly.
How on earth can you... It's like the two different teams. But it's very similar, I suppose, to Atherton Coles. You know, they're set up in such a way that they're difficult to beat away from home, whereas at home they're not quite sure what to do with themselves. They feel they should be on the front foot, but they're exposed.
What do you make of Atherton Coles? Because they've drawn five games now straight.
They're the new Radcliffe. They're tough to beat, as they always are.
Yeah, Coles go to Coles.
Yeah.
On Coles, only South Shields and Gainsborough have kept more clean sheets. Mm. But that's
the same as last year, though, isn't
it? Calls for calls.
Yeah, fair enough. But we did mention the fact South Shields have got games in hand, and that's because of the FA Cup run. We're going to hear from Mark Ruthers in a second, as well as Kevin Phillips, manager of South Shields. But just a general thought about this weekend. I obviously jokingly said about the two outcomes for this, but this is a big deal, isn't it, for South Shields against Forest Green?
Yeah, it's huge. Great chance for them to test themselves against a good professional unit, and I expect them to put up a right good fight, but I expect them to lose as well, but they won't disgrace themselves at all. They're up against the team who are in League One, admittedly down the bottom end of it, but the gap is vast. It's basically the difference between a Premier League team and a team in the Conference. You know, it's that big a gap.
Just to reiterate something that Mark Ruthers said on the show maybe 1 or 2 weeks ago after the draw was made, it's brilliant for the club that they get to celebrate the occasion this time. Do you remember in the pandemic they went down to Cheltenham and nobody was there? It was an amazing achievement to get to the competition proper, as they call it. So for them to get the chance to do this at home, on the telly, it'll definitely be a sellout. Almost kind of whatever happens after that is a bonus. Just brilliant for them to kind of get that FA Cup moment, which they were denied a little bit.
But at the same time, though, the fans are going to have a bigger say this time again. It's up at South Shields. Yeah. Big ask for them to go up there, play probably 3,000 people. It's a sold out. Let's straight away. Kevin Phillips already said on the draw show they're not coming just to sit down and enjoy the ride. They will go and attack him left, right, and centre.
The dream's to do a Marine, isn't it?
Exactly.
But let's hear more now, and let's talk a bit more now about this match this weekend in the first round of the FA Cup. And it's a big welcome back to the show now to Mark Carruthers.
Well, Mark, a big thank you for joining us. We should say we're going to be joined shortly by Kevin Phillips, manager of South Shields. But in the lead up to this game on Saturday, this big game for South Shields, you've been to the press conference as we record this, Mark, on Thursday. I mean, what's the mood at the club like, do you feel, heading into this big game?
Oh, there's a real, you know, real buzz around the club, around the town. You walked into the First Cloud Arena this morning, and the first thing that struck you was the fact that the television gantries are being put in place, and there's all sorts going on. There's camera crews there filming for little bits for the TV coverage as well. But there's just, yeah, like I say, a real buzz around the place. There's real excitement, and why shouldn't there be? You know, this is only the club's second time in the first round, and what I found everyone stressed, from Jeff Thompson, the chairman, down to supporters, is the fact that the last time they got there was against Cheltenham during, you know, COVID restrictions. Mm-hmm. So there was no fans at the game, even though it was down in Cheltenham, which is a long trip. I've got no doubt South Shields would have taken 300, 400, maybe more, all the way down there. They obviously missed out, had to watch it from a distance. This is their time now, you know, this is the chance to enjoy it. It's a club record crowd. I know that it's been confirmed this afternoon at the press conference that literally the ticket that was sold, the ticket past the previous best, was sold during the press conference. So it will be a club record crowd in front of the BBC cameras. It's just going to be a brilliant occasion. And rightly so, there's a lot of excitement around the place.
Oh, great stuff. And this is history in the making here, because it's a bit like Inception now, what we're about to do. This has never been attempted in a podcast before. The main show is a pre-recorded show. This interview we're doing with Mark here is a pre-recorded interview. So it's a pre-record in a pre-record, if you will. And now we're doing a third pre-record. And on Friday, I caught up with the manager of South Shields to hear more about how things are shaping up at Mariners Park ahead of this match against Forest Green in the first round of the FA Cup. So here is, for the first time ever, a pre-record in a pre-record in a pre-record. Please welcome to the show, Kevin Phillips. Well, Kevin, a big thank you for joining us. And before we get to tomorrow's big match, let's talk about the last time we spoke. It was ahead of the Scunthorpe United game, and what a performance and what a victory in that fourth qualifying round. I mean, what was your thoughts after that performance last month?
Yeah, no, obviously, naturally, you know, delighted on a few different fronts, really. Just, I think, delighted clearly with the result, pitting ourselves against the team that's just come out of the Football League. You know, we're not expected to win the match. They're the favourites. So to come out on top victorious was you know, a huge result for us. And clearly getting into, you know, the first round of the FA Cup proper was the reward for it. So, yeah, naturally delighted. I think also just from the players' point of view, and I said to them from day one when we played in the first game against Workington that, you know, I've had my experiences, ups and downs in the FA Cup. I want the players. It's all about them. I want them to go and have a run in it and experience the run that I had when we got to the semi-final. Not that we're going to get to the semi-final, but just, you know, enjoy the cup run, enjoy what comes with it. And, you know, and obviously rewards are like days this weekend coming. So, you know, but we actually played really well on the day as well, which is more pleasing. We actually deserved to win the football match. Yes, we had to soak up a bit of pressure, which is natural when you play against teams that are above you. But we dealt with it, and we never, ever felt like we were at threat, in danger of losing the game. And so that was, you know, that was a real pleasing thing, that we actually deserved to win the football match.
Yes, absolutely. And the last time we spoke, we were talking about the balancing act, because at the time you were still in the FA Trophy as well, and I think you had a Durham Senior Cup match that week too. Yeah. So you were spinning plenty of plates, but I think you're under no illusions that you know the bread and butter of the league was really important as well. So how pleased were you with the fact that, you know, you had that big Hollywood game against Scunthorpe, and then you had the bread and butter matches, especially Liversidge away, and then Warrington Rylands, and getting the 1-0 victories in those matches, yeah, straight after that must be equally pleasing, really, for yourself.
Yeah, that was, you know, it wasn't the two best performances, but we'd put so much energy and effort into the Scunny game that, you know, I was very conscious that, you know, we tried to follow it up. There's no good, you know, getting a magnificent result against Scunthorpe, and then, you know, as I've always told you, the priority for me is the league, and then following it up with a loss, you know, against Liver's Edge and Warrington Ryland. So, you know, I made the message very clear to the players, and they had to dig really, really deep. I decided to go with the same team on the Tuesday away at Liver's Edge, which I felt they deserved. And, you know, yes, it wasn't a fantastic or a vintage South Shields performance, but what it was a courageous, hard-working, gritty, determined performance against a team that causes a few problems on the night. But, you know, we ground the 1-0 win out. And then again, against Warrington Ryland, yes, we didn't deserve to win the game. And I said that to their manager afterwards, but it just shows you the character that we've got in our squad. We're not going to play every team off the park. You know, there's going to be times when we're going to be a little bit lucky. We're going to have to grind it out. And we did that. And I'm 100% convinced that last season we would never have won those two games after such a great effort against Scunthorpe. So that was so pleasing to grind those results out, keep clean sheets. And, you know, for me, that is, we've made huge strides from last season. So, yeah, really, really pleased.
And then, obviously, it's not all been good. Obviously, there was the FA Trophy match away at Warrington Town, yeah. But it's an FA Trophy tie away at Warrington Town. I mean, it's proper Clash of the Titans stuff, isn't
yeah.
it, that one? I mean, what's the mood in the camp like? Is that just one of those blips that you could just go, well, let's move on here? I mean, how do you... Does it have that much yeah. of an impact on preparations ahead of the FA Cup?
None whatsoever. And I told it and I made it clear that the trophy was not my priority. Now, whether you agree with that or not, people will and won't. Priority for me this season is the league and the FA Cup. Yes, you never ever go out to lose a football match. I don't want to lose football matches because we'd only lost one match going into that game. But if I chose to lose a match, then it would be in the trophy. It's as simple as that. It's impossible to stay in every competition and go on to win the league with, you know, the amount of games that you're going to play. So, you know, nevertheless, we still had a decent side out. Did we deserve to lose the game? No, we probably didn't. But I played a 17-year-old kid in centre-half in Alfie Murray. It was great experience for him. The players that I played, yes, they're first-team players, but these are players that haven't played an awful lot of football. So it looked like a team that hadn't played a lot. But I was delighted with the performances from some of the players, especially a 17-year-old lad playing centre-half. It was a big year. It was his debut. It was a fantastic day for himself. And, you know, we probably, three mistakes, we got punished. And they're a decent side, Warrington Town, but we went toe-to-toe with them against their full first team. I think they had one player missing. So, you know, we can count ourselves a little bit unlucky. So, yeah, to answer your question, it has no effect on our team, our squad going into this weekend, because we've been able to have a full week's training. We got the mask game called off on Tuesday, which I think is the right thing to do to prepare. And, you know, the Warrington game hasn't even been mentioned, if I'm being honest.
And certainly it's not had an impact on ticket sales ahead of the Forest Green match. blimey, Charlie, nearly 3,500 record attendance on Saturday for this match. And just to touch upon the last time South Shields got here, it was during COVID, and it was a long trip away. This is the landmark game South Shields have wanted for a few years now. This is cracking stuff. I mean, what's the mood at the club like more generally ahead of Saturday's tie?
Well, as you can imagine, you know, the town's buzzing, the training ground's buzzing. I was down there yesterday doing a press conference with a couple of players. They're setting all the electronic scoreboards up, the scaffolding, you know, the gantry, the cameras have gone in. It feels like a proper football match. So, you know, once I seen that yesterday, even for me, you know, and I'm not playing, but the juices, the butterflies are starting. It's an amazing occasion for the football club. I have to say the players deserve it, you know, for the way that they've played. I think we're the second highest goal scorers in the FA Cup so far this season with 14 goals. In the four games, two clean sheets as well. So we go into it in really good form. And, you know, there's going to be, as you say, a record crowd there tomorrow. And to do it in front of our own fans who have been magnificent since I've been at the football club. And, you know, for them to not been able to experience it during COVID, you know, no, it doesn't surprise me that it's going to be a sellout tomorrow. There could be even more, touching 4,000 from what I can gather. So, yes, a momentous occasion for the football club. And, you know, the biggest thing for me is just trying to keep the players' feet on the ground this week, trying to tell them that, yes, as much as it is going to get the exposure, which they deserve, it, for me, it is just another football match. It's 11 players versus another 11 players. We're all professionals. The only difference is, you know, they're leagues above us. Mm. And, you know, that is the big difference. So it's yes, it's a game we feel we can get a result, but we're under no illusions that, you know, they're a very, very good team, Forest Green. I've watched them twice, once live and once on video. They are a very, very good footballing team, no matter where they are in their league. And you kind of sum it up, let's not forget, they're only two leagues away from the Premier League. So that just tells you, you know, that what the task lies ahead. But, you know, nevertheless, we've seen cup giant, you know, giant killings in the past. Why can't it be at South Shields? We believe we can, and that's the biggest thing.
Oh, great stuff. I was going to say, I mean, if there were, if it was last season and they were top of League Two, no one would be suggesting about a banana skin and stuff like that, would they? But that's just that's the nature of football. There's always a chance, isn't there? A final point, Kevin, because obviously there's going to be loads of people there in attendance, loads of people watching at home live on the BBC. So this is, you know, South Shields in the spotlight. How much are you looking forward to tomorrow, finally, Kevin?
This is what I was telling someone earlier. You know, this is what you play football for, and this is what you're involved in football for days like tomorrow. And, you know, I've experienced big games in my professional career at the highest level, but, you know, when I played in non-league as well, I was never fortunate enough to get to the first round. And non-league players dream of getting to that first round and playing in front of the TV cameras on a big occasion. And our players have got that opportunity tomorrow. You know, saying that, we've got a lot of players, as you know, in our squad that have played league football. And only last year, you know, some of them were playing against Forest Green Rovers. So, you know, but nevertheless, you know, from a personal point of view, my first managerial job, you know, I'm absolutely delighted. I'm buzzing. And, you know, if we were lucky enough to get a result, I honestly mean that, you know, that would be right up there with me, you know, winning the Golden Boot or playing for England. It would be right up there as one of my biggest achievements in my football career. So it's days like tomorrow that it just reminds me of why I love football and why I love being involved in the game.
Absolutely. Well, Kevin Phillips, before we leave, big, big congratulations on making it through to the first round. A big, big good luck tomorrow in the first round proper. And a big thank you for joining us.
You're welcome. Cheers. Thank you.
Kevin Phillips, manager of South Shields, joining us here on this week's edition of the Pitching In NPL show. Well, Mark Rovers is still with us. Let's talk about Mask United while we've got you here as well. I mean, big news this week, Curtis Woodhouse now in charge at Mount Pleasant. What's your thoughts on that appointment? Because they needed someone with experience, didn't they, to take over from a man like Cal Jarrett, who's had bags of experience at the club. So they needed someone with a sizable knowledge of the division, let's say, and Curtis has certainly got that.
Well, I think that's the biggest plus point of the appointment. I don't think it matters who goes in there. You're still replacing a club legend. You're still replacing the manager that's taken the club to the highest point in the history. It's a difficult task replacing someone like Carl Jarrett because of the impact he made on and off the pitch. But I think what Mask have done is, as you say, they've gone for someone with experience at the level. They've gone for someone that knows what they'll come up against at different points in this season and knows the challenges that the NPL possesses. But I think more than anything, the coaching staff that were there under Carl have all left as well by the looks of it. It's maybe just a case of fresh eyes and you know, maybe giving a kind of new outlook on players and forming new opinions rather than ones that have been held over a few years. So that could be a big plus as well. You know, he'll want to put his own stamp on the squad. I've got no doubt about that. He'll want to hold on to some key players as well. I know there's been a few transfer lists and a few departures recently. So it's a really interesting time for Mask. They've obviously slid down the table. It doesn't feel too long ago that they were in the playoff places and we were talking about them possibly going for a second consecutive promotion. They are looking over their shoulders a little bit at the moment after that bad run of form. But there's enough in that squad to really improve. And maybe, as I say, having a fresh pair of eyes on the situation may well improve the situation overall.
Absolutely. And obviously, wish Curtis Woodhouse all the best. It's a bit harsh on Mask as well, Phil, because while they've had this change in management, they've had to play Gage Bertrinity, Hyde and Matlock. And that's on top of playing FC United as well. So four tough games there on the bounce during this period of transition, let's say. Just before we go, we did start this interview talking about South Shields. How could people keep across your thoughts on this big weekend? And can South Shields do it?
It's the FA Cup, isn't it? It's one of those where, and one of the players said to me today, Gary Liddell, that 8 times out of 10 they would lose this game, but there is those 2 times when they may just pull off a bit of an upset. They are outsiders, but again, the FA Cup, anything can happen. I said today that I think they'll need to start the game quickly and really take the game to Forest Green and try and play on their lack of confidence. If they do that, who knows? It's a big test, but you just never know. So it's just going to be a great occasion regardless of what happens.
Absolutely. The tie will be live on the BBC as well, BBC One, midday kickoff. So if you're not making the game, and thousands of people are, but obviously it's a sellout now or near enough, watch it on BBC One. And Mark, just before you go, your Twitter feed one last time.
Yep, it's MarkCruthers_. I'll be doing live updates and I'll try and get a video as well so we can capture the atmosphere.
Mark Carruthers there joining us here on this week's edition of the Pitching In NPL show, and a big good luck to South Shields this weekend in the first round of the FA Cup. Let's go through the league and see what we can pick out. We've discussed FC United already. In second place, we've got Hyde United.
Wow. I'm as surprised as anyone.
But you're delighted, aren't you?
That win against Bamber Bridge on Saturday, it's what we've been threatening to do all season, basically. We've battered teams and lost. We've battered teams and drawn. We've battered teams and scraped over the line 1-0. But we didn't play any better than the game the week before against Mask, where we won 1-0. It's just that this time the chances for the most part went in. We could have won 10-12-0. In the end, we were helped, of course, by Bamber Bridge's captain being sent off. Ridiculously sent off as well. We just look really, really good at the minute. I mean, we should have beat Buxton in the FA Cup fourth qualifying round. We didn't. We should have beat Bamber Bridge in the reverse fixture a couple of weeks ago. We didn't. We should have beat Stafford last week. We didn't. We drew 1-1 in both of those, you know. And things are really knitting together. Tigers, we're enjoying it. But I'm trying not to get giddy.
And I think, as we discussed at the start of the show, Simo, no one's getting giddy at the minute.
No, because I think, with the exception of obviously of South Shields, perhaps maybe Warrington Town, because they've been perennial challenges. I think we'll touch on Matlock in a minute, quite ambitious. I think everybody else is kind of in that mix. Maybe you haven't kind of locked in an objective to win the title, or, you know, everyone always says, oh, we'd like to be in and around the playoffs in February, don't they? And that's the kind of stock answer that you get. So I think everyone can still do that. What's really interesting, we saw this a little bit with Bamber Bridge last season, is when it gets real after Christmas, kind of how do they handle the change of expectation? But you don't need to worry about that just yet. So
what about Matlock Town? Because similar to games with Trinity as well, we're not too sure what the expectations were this season for Matlock, certainly, especially with a change of manager. But both of them, Gainsborough and Matlock, are really performing.
Matlock, well, you don't hire Craig Elliott if you're not ambitious to get promoted. So I think that's the first part of the question answered. I had a look. They've scored 16 points in 10 games since he took over. They lost 4. So it tells me they're still kind of figuring stuff out. And there's some quotes I read from him this week, which basically says exactly that, that they've not got a game now for a couple of weeks. So they're going to kind of spend a little bit more time looking at the squad. Sean Tutton's moved out to Belper, which is a little bit of a surprise. Obviously, they lost Reece Kendall to Spennymoor, who's been brilliant for them. Really good move for him. One of those kind of rare things, a step three player who was called up to the England non-league team. Really, really good players. So there's a little bit of turnover of players as well. So they'll probably be pretty happy to be sat in third. Everyone's got games in hand on, so it might shift slightly. But I think overall, probably a B-plus for him so far. But he'll be pretty happy with that, I think.
But they've only got 2 league games coming up in November. They're another team who I think will be swallowed up alongside FC United.
How many? Surely, because Berkey's right, because we saw that with Stafford, didn't we? Hmm. But Stafford is still in touch.
Yeah, it's all relative.
It's all relative. Yeah,
it's quite interesting. Kind of exaggerated reward that you get for a win, or vice versa, the punishment you get for a defeat at the moment.
In fairness, though, you look at the games in hand against, a lot of them against the sides the top in the moment are against each other in that top 6 or 7. So Radcliffe, we've got to play South Shields at the end of the month. So again,
I've got to play South Shields. I've got to play Matlock as well.
So again, I don't think games in hand have that much of an effect at the moment, purely because you're going to be taking points off each other anyway. So I think this is when we start to see potentially 8-10 clubs start to break away a little bit maybe at the end of the month. But We've said that last month as well.
And just to touch upon Gainsborough Trinity, this is the best start they've had in the NPL, I think.
They're great this season, aren't they?
Great win on Tuesday as well.
Oh, yeah. Against Marine. And check this out. Best goal difference in the division, plus 17. But away from home, they're by far and away the best side.
Which is the opposite of last season.
Total opposite.
Flip, yeah.
They've already taken more points on the road than they did the entirety of last season. They've scored 18 and conceded 2 on the travels. Where on earth has that come from? It's brilliant. What a turnaround. And I know I mentioned it last month. Oh, dark horses, right? They're not dark horses now. They've progressed.
They've
come from out of the shadows and we can all see them now. And I think they might have a little bit of a target on the back.
Now, Warrington Town, 2 points off top spot, sitting in sixth position in the league table at the moment. A fantastic win at the weekend against South Shields in the FA Trophy. Superb stuff. I mean, it's just going all right, isn't it? It's just where
they
want to be.
Yeah, it is. I mean, an inspired move in the loan market is a story of their month. And they really needed it to come off because they were in a really unfortunate situation. Their entire attack has been injured, forced the hand to bring in someone on the transfer market. They got in Connor Woods from Southport, and he's been a bit of a revelation. 5 goals in 7 games. Now, the good news is that Josh Amos should be back from injury, and I think Isaac Buckley Ricketts not far behind.
He came on as a sub.
Right, so there you go. Obviously, Jordan Buckley's been missing for some time now, and Mikey Howard's out for the rest of the season, so there's still something to address there. You mentioned great win in the FA Trophy, which is true, but they've also won the past three in the league. There's a real sense that things are kind of been sorted out and they're clicking in together. They do need a little bit of luck with those injuries, but if they do, I expect them to, you know, to still be at minimum where they are now by this time next month, but maybe even a bit better.
Yeah, it's knitting.
Knitting's a good word, yeah.
And obviously Bamber Bridge obviously are doing well. However, the last two games will be a bit of a concern. They did beat Gainsborough, though, and we've just spoken very highly of Gainsborough.
Yeah, yeah, they've got it in the locker to beat pretty much anyone in the division, I think.
But they beat Hyde.
Not well. You know, Hyde have hit the woodwork 18 times this season.
But who's counting, eh?
They've just re-signed a guy called Jamie Thomas, who they got the previous summer. And he did so well pre-season that Preston North End came in and signed him straight off the doorstep kind of thing. But he's back now, so he's going to get a proper chance to see what he can do. But in the meantime, keep an eye out on this lad they've got called Connor Stanley. He's basically like Sean Cook in his pomp, this kid. He is really, really good. On loan from Bolton, he was on Man United's books up until the summer. Had a spell playing over in the second tier of American football, well, American soccer, I should say. And he looks the part.
And Morpeth, Berkey?
I think with Morpeth, they've just been wildly inconsistent this season, Ben. But part of that is because they're struggling for depth. You know, they've had a few games, well, 5 of the 6 games recently. They've only had a full bench once in the past 6 games. You know, it's bizarre. I know injuries have played the part, but if you're only putting 3 subs on.
Someone's been deep on Footy web pages, haven't they?
Yes, they have. Me.
Can I congratulate Footy web pages as well? Because really,
makes this easy.
It really does, doesn't it? What about Marine, Simo? Because they obviously got beat on Tuesday night, but fantastic victory over Basford United.
In the trophy. Yeah.
So,
good draw from as well, Scarborough at home.
3 points off top spot, though.
They'll be really happy. I think, disappointed to lose Tuesday, and aside from not getting any points, they picked up 2 or 3 injuries in the same game, so they're going to wait and see kind of. I mean, every time I watch a Neil Young interview, he's listing the number of players he's got injured, so either desperately unlucky or, you know, he's just at the front of his thoughts all the time. But more broadly than that, they had gone 7 games unbeaten in the Premier Division before last night, so they were going along quite nicely, still figuring out kind of the right combination up front. Still seems to be the kind of feel of their season, but as a newly promoted team, and as you've touched on, Gainsborough are the best away side in the division, so it's no disgrace at all to lose to them. threw in the trophy. Like I say, 7 unbeaten before Tuesday. They're going along very nicely.
I never expected Marine to be the top-ranked promoted side.
No, nor would I have betted on that at this point. Yeah.
Just finishing off the top 11, because we've obviously already spoken about Radcliffe. Got Stafford Rangers there.
Hang on, did you just say top 11?
Top 11, yeah, I did.
Is this the charts as done by Spinal Tap?
Well, no.
Right.
That is halfway, isn't
it's it? Halfway,
that's halfway. And that's the last of the teams, 3 points off top spot.
Exactly as well, I say, yeah.
11 teams separated by 3 points, Birkin. Stafford Rangers.
Madness, isn't it? Yeah, they've had a stinker of a month, really, haven't they? I know we said they'd get gobbled up by the pack this month, but they haven't won at all. Too many draws, a defeat in there too, and they got off to that flying start, and they've got to be careful not to drop further, because the form that they're in, they're going to be getting likes of calls catching up to them, and then they're going to be looking over the shoulder rather than looking ahead. So I don't think they have to do anything drastic. They're a good enough side. They're well organised. They're just lacking that bit of cutting edge at the moment.
Well, you say they're lacking cutting edge. They scored in every game in the league since the 20th of August, and that was against Gainsborough Trinity.
Then there's a group of teams separated by 2 points. Ashton United, Geisler, Warrington Rylands, Atherton Coles, Mask United. Yeah, there's not much else to be said, really, is there, about that group? I don't think.
Well, I think we need to touch on Warrington Rylands. Okay. Kind of what's happened there?
What has happened there?
Well, they've only won one of the last 9 games in all competitions. They were given a right shellacking in the FA Trophy by Colne at the weekend. For those that don't know, Colne are in the bottom four in the West Division. They've been really, really struggling in the...
They beat Hyde in the previous
round. Hyde in the previous round. So there's a bit of a
South Shields element to it in the fact they're not playing that many league games.
No, that's in the mix. But they are, you know, it's still a big upset for them to have won that tie, never mind won by the margin that they did.
We will have a Step 4 show, not this week... Maybe next week we'll do one. The problem is, we're doing the show... We made a conscious decision, didn't we? Yeah. We basically said, we're not going to do the previews in the opening couple of months of the season, because there's no point. It's just literally guesswork, as the show's proven over the years.
Sometimes the cake goes down.
We are very good.
Yeah, we are. But we've interviewed a lot of the top sides already in Step 4 in the past month because of how well they've been doing in the FA Trophy and stuff. So that... 5-0 win for Colne against Warrington Rylands is superb.
What a result.
Brilliant result.
I know rounds were down to 10 men, but blimey. We need to mention Darius Ose being back.
Yeah.
At Ashton United. Yeah, well, back in Tameside at least. Played 3 games, scored 2 goals, and he might be just what Cleggy needs. Callum Saunders hasn't scored in 10 games. Maybe he's going to be a perfect foil for him. And also take a bit of pressure off him too.
I mean, also, I know you're going to cover this with Tom Feeney, but guys need a bit of a mention here at the same time as well. Unbeaten since the beginning, only one team since the start of September that's beaten him at the moment. And again, good little form at the moment. They're not miles away from joining that little bit of fight at the top.
One thing is, though, they've kept the first clean sheet in 15 games, that 2-0 win against Macclesfield in the FA Trophy.
Well, let's have more now about Geisley and also Liversidge as well. And it's a welcome back to our correspondent on the other side of the Pennines, is Thomas Feeney. Well, Thomas, a big thank you for joining us and welcome back to the show. We will touch upon the league results for Liversidge and Geisley shortly, but it'd be remiss of us not to start with the FA Trophy and a mixed bag of results from last weekend. We'll get to the positive result for guys in a second, but for Liversidge, it was always going to be tough, wasn't it, against Tamworth? Tamworth in fantastic form at the minute. It was a home game as well for Liversidge, and that quest to find a home victory this season for Jonathan Rimmington sadly continues.
Yeah, it does, and you know, obviously disappointment attached to it, because Liversidge, for a number of years, their form both home and away was spectacular, and kind of going into this campaign, it was always that thing of, could they continue that? And obviously, it hasn't been the case, especially with their home form. And I think sometimes a team can use another competition, whether that be the FA Cup, the FA Trophy, to kind of help in other respects. And obviously for Liversidge, just real disappointment that they weren't able to, you know, they as try as they might, they just weren't able to get a positive result from that.
And it's a stat that Berkey came up with early in the show. But speaking of the home farm, the Liversidge, the away farm, it's the third best away farm in the league, which ain't bad for a newly promoted side.
No, and I think that's the thing is, you know, Jonathan Remington over the years has shown that he definitely does have an eye for a player. And, you know, the signings that they've been able to make, definitely a few there where you go, yeah, that's really impressive to be able to get them in. And you then look at how they're doing away from home. And it's kind of that thing where it all evens itself out a little bit.
Yeah, absolutely. Let's touch upon Geisler. Geisler this weekend will be taking on Warrington Town. But before we talk about the league, big congratulations. I mean, that's a fantastic result at Macclesfield. How was your afternoon in the FA Trophy?
Yeah, I mean, look, it was a fantastic victory. And I think you look at the embarrassment of riches that Macclesfield have and some of the names that they were able to name in that squad. And to go there and to, you know, by all accounts, rather comfortable afternoon to be able to get that victory. Obviously, Macclesfield have then made their changes behind the scenes with managerial departure and managerial appointment. But I think for Geisley, it was just, it was such a great win. And kind of, it has been a really good couple of weeks so far. And I think it would be remiss of me to not, though, say for anyone listening that, you know, is from the Geisley persuasion that the departure of LeBron and Becker is such a massive blow for the club. And he joined on loan from Boston United. He was with the club last season. He then joins Boston in the summer. It doesn't get the run of games because of a managerial change. Geisler sign him on loan. And then all of a sudden, a really good run of form kind of coincides with him coming back. Obviously, he's impressed enough for Boston United to want him to return. And all of a sudden now, Geisler probably do need to be looking for a centre-back because with Danny Ellis, the manager, hurting his hamstring before the Macclesfield game, all of a sudden, you know, they do just look a little bit short in that position. So while it was a really positive result against Macclesfield, you know, it's now a case of just seeing if they can maybe add to that squad. And, you know, with the recruitment that they've been able to do, I'm confident they will be able to do that.
Absolutely. And, well, if someone can spot a centre-back, it's Geisler's manager, isn't it? That's for sure. But just to touch upon the form at Geisler, in the league, throw in the Macclesfield result as well, it's a good run Geisler run at the minute. And as an impartial person, I have to throw out there that over the next few weeks, you've got Warrington Town, obviously, this weekend. I think you've got Ashton, haven't you, a midweek game coming up, and Radcliffe. Win those three, and I'm going to suggest Geisler laughing heading in towards the back end of November. However, the chances of that happening, given how up and down this season is for everybody who you know, trying to get a run together, the chances are it's all going to be the same, isn't it? Everyone being nip and tuck for next month's show. I mean, that's just the way the league is at the moment. Your final thoughts, Thomas, on that front?
Yeah, I mean, look, I think this is the thing is, there aren't really many games where you go, yeah, that should be a win for that one team, you know. And I think if they can get the win against Warrington Town and Ashton United, what a massive boost that would be then going into a really tough away game against Radcliffe and then obviously playing Warrington Town again after that in the trophy. So I think it's kind of one of those where a nice little run now would make a real difference going into the start of the next year. And I think if they're able to do that, you know, kind of, yeah, would be laughing. But again, this league, it's just so... It is just so up and down. And really, the only team that you look at and go, more that they'll be favourites than not, is South Shields. Everyone else, really, most games I'm looking going, yeah, that'll probably be one goal in it, and I'm not sure who it'll go to. So, I mean, it is just such a fantastic league, and that drama, it definitely is going to keep going, isn't it?
Yeah, it really is. And Thomas, just before you go, just a quick plug for your Twitter feed. How can people keep across your non-league musings as we head towards November now and the fourth month of the season?
Yeah, if you want to be bored, Rudyard, you can follow me on Twitter at Thomas Feeney.
Thomas Feeney there from the other side of the Pennines joining us here on this week's edition of the Pitching In NPL show. We mentioned change of managers at Macclesfield. There's been another change of management. Kyle Jarrett obviously leaving Mask United. We obviously spoke about that last week, but it's been announced that Curtis Woodhouse, formerly of Gainsborough, has been appointed as the manager. It was A good result for Mask on Saturday, a 2-0 win against Chase Town in the FA Trophy. We've mentioned it already, but a big congratulations to Marin as well as Cone. Commiserations to Dunstan. Lancaster City beating Gainsborough by 3-2.
Great result.
Yeah, following up that, you know, the draw with FC United as well the previous week. I mean, it's pretty...
Berkey said it, you can never write them off. They've only lost 5 games, which some of the teams in the top 7 rating we were lauding earlier have got the same number of defeats. You just need to convert some of those draws into one or two wins and they'll move the table quite quickly.
Oh, sorry, what's this, Ben?
That's an elephant.
It is, there's one in the room!
Oh my goodness me!
There's an elephant in the room, isn't there?
Simo, you're looking like your TV's just automatically turned over to CBeebies without you pressing your mouth. Berke, you were saying?
There's an elephant in the room that we've not mentioned. There? Yes, there is. Now, we know there's a team top of the division at the moment. There has to be, don't they? But it's but it's FC United and Manchester top of the table at the moment. And you were saying that there's, you know, 6-7 points between first and 15th, 14th place.
Yeah.
I mean, in theory, am I right in saying that FC United could be in 14th place?
Berke, you could say that. However, as we've always said, you'd rather have the points on the board, wouldn't you? Anyway.
Oh, Aaron.
But back to the FA Trophy. Congratulations to Leek Town as well. A 2-1 win against Worksop. You mentioned Geisley's fantastic victory over Macclesfield. Matlock with a 1-0 win over Stafford Rangers. Runcorn Linnets beating Belper Town, Simo, by 3-2. We had Dave Wilde on the show last week. Vitally important information. He let us know on the show last week that the M56 was closed. It's vitally important. Which was the first bit of traffic news we've ever had on the MPL show in 10 years. I did congratulate him for it.
Love it.
But
love
that's it. A fantastic victory,
isn't
it?
It's a great result. They're having this is their best ever run in the FA Trophy. After a little bit of a shaky start when they were figuring things out, particularly in the final third, they've had a really good 6 to 8 weeks. Mm-hmm. Because they've been playing in the trophy, they're slightly outside the playoffs in the table. They'll be groaning with the draw on Monday. But
well, gets the second round though. You've got to go traveling at some point.
Yeah, this stems from when they were in the FA Vars as well and things like that. So it's a great draw.
Just to touch upon that second round draw, we will obviously catch up with some of these managers close to the time. But Colne, their reward, an away trip to Fylde. That's kind of winnable, isn't it?
Well, they've just pumped Warrington Rylands.
Yeah.
They'll be loving it. I think it's a tough draw, but...
it's free hit, isn't it?
Yeah.
Chester against Lancaster City. That's a free hit, isn't it, for Matt Fell?
No, I think he'll be expecting to win it. Chester have got a pretty poor record against teams from lower divisions. And
they've not got a good cup run record at all, really, in the last 5-6 years.
No, not at all. And they've got a real chance there, Lancaster. I fancy them to do it.
What about Leek Town and their away trip to Chorley?
Come on, Leek!
Well, Liversidge, you have to remember, they did draw with them 1-0 before.
And then they got pummeled.
Yeah, but that was more, it was like a Bamber Bridge situation, wasn't it? It was like a floodgates opening. There's a chance there for Leek, isn't there?
100%. I've seen Leek a couple of times this season. They are cooking on gas now that Tim Grice is back in the team and scoring. That was the kind of one missing piece from the games that I'd seen them, and he's now back in the team and back in the groove. I'm not going to be that guy that says, oh, is this the season that they finally get promoted to Premier League? Because I've seen a small matter of Maxwell.
Simo literally just read my mind. Teagot, you can see my computer screen. I literally, as he was talking, then went to the West Division just to ask this question. 4 points from top spot, though.
They're playing Witten this weekend, and I happy to say this, put in my programme notes, they're the best team I've seen so far. And that's, like I say before, they'd fully reintegrated Tim Grice, who wasn't around so much at the start of the season. So they're going along really nicely, and Chorley need to be careful.
Marine taking on our old friend Scarborough.
Dunstan gave them a good match in the FA Cup third qualifying round. I didn't think Scarborough went through 3-2 on that one on the day, but Marine could do something there, really.
They could do. There's always.
I mean, I've seen them enough, let's be honest.
Well, yeah. There's always danger when you're the higher ranked side that you just don't show up. And you just can't click into it. It happened with Hyde against Cone, you know. 3 very good goals that beat us, mind you, but we just didn't show up that day. And Marine do have a pretty decent chance. I do fancy Scarborough winning, mind you, being, you know,
yeah,
Scarborough's same. Former press secretary and all that. Oh, unofficial. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Hello, Ant, if you're listening. Yeah, you know. He's not. They get promoted and then they stop listening, don't they?
Well, when they're third in the National League North.
Yeah.
I won't stop listening.
Oh, that's staying.
That is staying.
Oh, no!
Oh, yeah.
That noise was delicious. There's no getting around it. That's podcast gold right there. Matlock Town taking on Mask United. That could go either way, really. I mean, the new management bounce.
Oh, you've said it.
I've said it.
It's like hits gold in the last third of this show today, rolling out, playing the hits.
Spending more time against Runcorn Linnets as well, we'll move on to that one. Because Matlock and Mask, it's kind of flip a coin, isn't it, basically?
If you're going on form, it's Matlock's. Mask have been in a real state of upheaval the last few weeks.
Yeah, there's a bit of sorting out to do in there.
Exactly. Curtis Woodhouse, he's going to use this game as a sighter, basically. See what he's got, and if they lose, well, it's no big deal, you know, back to league action a few days later. But he'll try and impress his style and his what he wants from the team early on. And, well, let's see how it goes. I do expect Matlock to win it, though.
Do you expect Runcorn Linnets to beat Spennymoor?
I don't expect them to beat Spennymoor, but I do think they'll be really competitive. I think it'll be a good game.
What, would Gio Bellagambi in goal? I don't think
well,
so.
Well, now you've told me, they remind me of that.
Jason Ainsley as well, we've not really mentioned it, but back in charge at Spennymoor, so yeah.
With Reece Kendall as well, as we mentioned before too.
Yep.
And finally, Warrington Town against Geyser.
I think Spennymoor will win the trophy.
Wow.
I don't know where that's come from. It must happen, it's going to happen now, isn't it? That just popped into my head, so yeah.
Well,
you hit it first.
And finally, Warrington Town against Geisler again. It is flip a coin.
I don't think it is flip a coin. I'd fancy.
Well, you wouldn't be surprised if either of them won.
Well, I would be if Geisler won. I fancy Warrington for that. Yeah. Geisler, they're still too leaky at the back.
Well, big good luck in the FA Trophy. We will, of course, be covering those games off close to the time. And like I said, we will have a Step 4 show next week where we cover off some teams that we've not caught up with yet. We're doing a good job this year, aren't we? We're catching up with a lot of teams. And hopefully we'll fill in the gaps next week on the Step 4 show. But just before we go for this week's monthly edition, just a quick round the table for Saturday's matches in the Pitching In NPL Premier Division. Just a quick round the table, right here at the Heat and Hops on a Wednesday night. Ashton United against Nantwich.
1-0 Ashton United.
Bamber Bridge against Radcliffe.
Draw.
Belper Town are hosting against Patrinity.
Away win, surely, isn't it?
Yep. Nailed on.
Geisler taking on Warrington. We just mentioned it in the FA Trophy, but this one's taking place at Nevermore.
Guys, I could get some of that one just because they're on good form at the moment, but again, I think Warrington will use it as a
resurgent Warrington. Yeah.
Liversidge will be hosting Hyde United. It's at Liversidge.
Then again, Hyde haven't travelled particularly well, only won 2-6 on the road so far this season. Should be a Hyde win, but Liversidge, surely. Considering the away form, they're surely due a home win, aren't they, at some point? Mm. I'm sitting on the fence.
Are Mask United going to beat Atherton Coles, or are Atherton Coles going to win this, or more likely, is it going to be a draw?
Yes.
Right, thanks. Yeah. Thanks for playing, everyone.
But not a 0-0 draw.
1-1.
No. 1-1. Nice, solid 1-1.
Yeah. Morpeth Town against Marine. Oh, that's a
draw.
Stalybridge Celtic against FC United.
Last year, 5-2, I seem to remember.
And finally, for this weekend's matches, Warrington Rylands taking on Whitby Town. That's a big game for both clubs. Mm. Whitby have got the tails up a little bit.
Buoyant Whitby. Rylands haven't scored in any of their past three games either.
Well, that's all the matches for this weekend in the Pitching In NPL Premier Division. A big good luck to South Shields. We did obviously cover it in good detail earlier, but it would be pretty good, wouldn't it, if they got through to the second round of the FA Cup. But that's it for October's edition of the Pitching In NPL show. Should say a big thank you to Damien here at the Heat and Hops, at Heat and Hops on Twitter. A big thank you as always. A big thank you as well to all our guests this week for joining us too. And also a special thanks to Mr. Andrew Simpson.
No problem.
Mr. Ian Burke.
Cheers, man.
And to James Hayes.
Thank you very much.
And from everyone here at the Heat and Hops, you have a lovely month.